I think about shitting a lot.
You still have a lot of explosive shits?
Not anymore. No? Well, let me rephrase that.
Okay.
I have a lot. Like, I will have midday, I have some like farts that shit goes out with them.
Yeah.
So I just go to the toilet to let to those fart. Out. Yeah.
100%. Cheers.
Happy birthday, Tommy.
No, thanks,
Happy
buddy.
Birthday, Tommy. Happy birthday.
I turned...
Happy fucking... I've been waiting on this day more than you have.
Really?
I have been thinking about this since my birthday. I have been thinking about... I've had big plans. I have had big plans. And I wanted to get you... Because everyone
Let's
should
Let's remind
know.
People yes. that I had a pretty fucking cool e-bike delivered to you as so a birthday
like
present.
It was a $3,000 bike.
Yeah, it was...
It was and it, you spent some money. And we made a vow. We realized at that point that... Gay men must give the best presents.
Yeah.
And then we got a list of presents. That
and we know who gives the worst presents.
Is women.
Women.
Is yeah. women.
And that's because they're dumb.
Yeah. Yep. And so I stepped up my game.
Really?
I wanted to get you a present. I thought to myself, I wanted to get you a present. Now I had a bunch of different ideas. And it's amazing how hard it is to buy something for someone. And so I just did what you did. And you thought, what would I like?
Yeah.
Right? What would I like? And so I know that you're moving to Austin.
Yeah.
And I also know that you're probably not prepared for the life out there yet. And I one thing I know is that some of the best times I've ever had with my girls was on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Just one-on-one, giving them a little independence, teaching them how to like be on their own, but also guiding them. And I thought of Ellis, and I thought of the perfect gift for you and Ellis, the first day you get there.
Okay.
So my present is already in Austin.
Really?
It's already in Austin. It is waiting for you. And it'll be at your house when you show up.
Okay.
Pull up my present.
What is it?
I got you a 2021 Sea-Doo GTE.
Really? That's fucking awesome, man.
$14,000.
What? Dude.
You and your boys can go out on the lake and have a fucking blast. That's
fucking awesome.
I got...
That is awesome, man. Best.
They're so hard to come by right
Did
now.
Did you hire a model that looks like me to display it?
I figured you'd get to Austin, you get on the lake, and you guys wouldn't have a boat or anything yet, but you right. want to experience the water. So dude. I figured I would jump the gun. I would get you this amazing fucking sea craft
dude.
To be at your house waiting for you. Waiting for you. Leanne is so fucking pissed.
That's how I know
she
it's a good
She is so
gift.
Angry. She is so angry.
Yeah. If a wife gets pissed, it's a good present.
She said, you have never spent this much on me on a birthday present. And I said, quite honestly, I don't love you the same way I love Tom.
And also, does your mind immediately go to the fact that I'm definitely spending $40,000 on your present yes! next year?
I go, this money's coming back, baby. This money's coming back my way.
Holy shit, man.
Dude, it's got the big engine. It's got everything. Fucking music.
Dude, Sea-Doos are the shit.
They're the fucking best.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so
much. You and the boys are going to fucking love this
thing.
They're
going to shit.
You're going to have so much goddamn fun on the water.
Oh, my
God. And it goes fast. It goes like 65 miles per hour.
That's fucking all it is.
Fucking look at this guy flying.
Jesus Christ.
Flying. I thought, when I get down there for the first time, when I get back and I get to go to your house, we're doing Two Bears, One Cave in Austin.
Yeah, yeah.
When I get there, me and you.
I got to get a second one.
No, we ride twosies.
Oh, we'll just sit together? He's doing 62 miles an hour on that thing.
That's fucking awesome.
Holy shit.
Oh, it's got everything. All the bells and whistles. I got on the phone.
Bro, thank you. That's so fucking cool. Holy shit.
This thing.
That is ripping, man.
And it's ready for you when you get there.
And by the way, if you wreck at 62 on a Sea-Doo, your life is over.
Over. Look at how confident this guy is.
Whoa.
They're so hard to get right now. They're so hard to get because during the pandemic,
bro.
Everyone got one. Speakers, you can blare music. It's going to be fucking awesome.
You killed it. Hey, thanks, man. Thank you.
Happy that's birthday.
Thank you so much.
Happy
man.
Birthday.
That's really cool.
Leanne was so fucking mad.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Dude, I just talked to one of my good friends about this. About,
for real?
Not about this. About yeah. He was like, I listened to the podcast, and he was telling me, he goes, man, you don't. My wife got me a painting for our anniversary. He's like, it was the worst gift. And he said he had to pretend that it was good. Oh my God.
I got so excited. I'll tell you how this all panned out. So my first thing was, I'm buying Tom a boat. Okay. So I reach out to my ex-girlfriend from college. I was like, hey, her dad used to work at Ski Nautique. I go, can your dad hook me up with a boat? She was like, I don't know. I mean, they usually just give them to like professional athletes.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I was like, can you maybe set it up? She was like, sure. And then I reached out to her dad, and someone hit me up. They're like, hey, just so you know, like ski boats these days are really expensive.
Expensive.
I did not know that. They're like $600,000.
Well, you have to get that.
The one I was looking at.
That's insane.
The one I was looking at.
Yeah.
And I was like, we'll let Joe buy one of those. Yeah, and then we'll go ski over Joe's house.
He probably already has.
Yeah. By the way, I told him, I was like, I think I'm just going to fly straight into Austin that first week and just go hang out with you guys before I go home. And just, we'll do some Two Bears. I can talk about all the experiences.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. And I was like, I'm going to be there a lot. And Joe got so excited. He's like, hey, man, if you need a car, I got cars. And I was like, okay. Yeah. I was like, I'm buying a motorcycle. I'm keeping it at Joe's house. And so I was going to buy you a boat, and they're way too expensive. So I pulled it back. And then I was like, okay. I was like, I want to get something for the water, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so then I looked. Here was one of the options, and it wasn't enough. It was a paddleboard, which I was like, oh, I'll get Tom a paddleboard that had a motor on it. And I was like, for when him and Push are never going to fucking
paddleboard
together. Yeah. She's sitting crisscross applesauce with a glass of wine
yeah.
and you're on an edible. And I go, and the boys are going to be like, faster. And as soon as I heard Ellis going faster, I had a visual of Ellis in front of you, you driving and going, all right, buddy, you take over. And him just going, and I was like, oh, I got to get him a fucking Sea-Doo. So I called down to Austin. I reached out to all the places, called down. At first, I was like, maybe I'll do a promo. I go, no, it's not fair. That's not a gift. A gift is when you spend your own money.
Right.
I'm really obsessed with this gift thing.
Yeah.
Because it feels so much better to give mm-hmm. than to receive. And so I call my business manager.
It does.
It feels so good.
Yeah.
Your idea of taking friends out on the road with you
the best.
Is a genius idea. I'm going to incorporate that big time this year.
Yeah.
So I call my business manager.
Yeah, I just had that conversation with a tour manager. I hired a tour manager already to start booking everything.
Oh, for real? How did you get a tour manager?
Because I knew that like things are gonna get taken up and that touring's gonna be like I'm booked right now for the next couple of years, and so I'm like locking things down, and then they were like, who comes on the road? And I was like, well, it'll be an opener and this person. And I go, and then different friends just all the time, you know.
I'm so far behind the eight ball on that.
Well, you got other things going on.
And so I called my tour manager, my business manager, and I said, I'm gonna run this by you first. So I got this guy on the phone. It's so hard to get a hold of these right now because everyone in the pandemic got one. And the guy's like, listen, I got one in stock right now. I'll put a tag on it. It's yours. This is the one I got. And he goes, it's got a bigger engine than you need. And I was like, that's what he wants. I said, he goes, what does this guy want? I said, he goes, is he a big guy? I go, you know, not for Texas, but yeah. I mean, you know some fucking big
motherfuckers. Big motherfuckers. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, hoss.
Yeah.
And so I go... He goes, you want to go to fast? I go, he wants it to go real fast. And he's like, perfect, perfect. I got the right one. So I call my business manager. My business manager was like, hey, I mean, you're getting it for Tom. They got a better one. And I go, fuck it, get the better one. So it's fucking, you're going to have so much fun on this.
I can't wait. I haven't ridden one now in like years. And it was so fun.
I wanted to get it wrapped.
Dude, you know, I rode one on the ocean one time and jumped a wave and went like, 20 feet past the thing, and then when they're looking for you, you see them, but they don't see you, and you're like, don't kill me, please, because there's waves coming up.
Those things are so much, especially on the lake in the morning,
where it's like just still. Fucking,
and you go, I almost killed me on one of those.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She was like, Dad, hold on, and I was like, no, she was driving, cut it, and I went fucking flying.
Oh, yeah,
head caught the water, fucking jet ski hit me in the hip. And she thought it was fucking funny.
Of course.
And then when we pulled in, she goes, we pulled into the little thing and I'm in pain. I'm going groaning. And I said, and Leanne goes, wow, you guys are back fast. And then Isla jumps in. She goes, dad's about to tell you one of his dad stories. And I was like, bitch, did you just get in front of this? And then I had no leg to stand on because everyone's like, Isla was there.
Sure.
Dad's about to tell you one of his dad stories. So excited.
I'm excited. Thank you so much, man.
Of course. Happy birthday. I can't wait for my birthday to see what I get.
Oh my. Hey, how mad, just putting this out there, how mad would Leanne get if it were a motorcycle?
Oh, she would not. I don't care. I want one so bad. I don't care.
What if that's...
I love when you ask questions and I can't help but be real. And I go, I don't care. Oh, fuck.
Just one. Oh,
I just took a full drug test last night.
You did?
Yeah.
How'd you... You think you passed?
I passed. I pissed in a cup. I got
it
right.
You can't test positive for marijuana even?
No. I know. I don't know about that, but I just... They had one that had all the... They get you for like $37. You can get tested for opiates, for methamphetamine, cocaine.
Oh, my God. I wish we would have tested me like 2 months ago.
Oh.
Like right out of the hospital, and you'd been like, wow, there's a lot of positives.
How long does marijuana stay in your system? I haven't really smoked
2 weeks. Something like that. I think it's different, like hair, blood, and urine. Like urine, it leaves quicker. I think it stays in your hair the longest, right?
It's up to 30 days.
Up to 30 days for urine, 90 days for hair. That's what I thought. And then 4 hours for blood.
Is that why Britney Spears shaved her head? Is that why she shaved her head?
No. That was just like a kind of a break, like freaking out.
It wasn't like, I thought it was because of drugs.
Well, it may have been, but not because she didn't want to get her hair tested. It was just like she was freaking out at like, you know, the overwhelming pressure and attention and everything. It's actually like one of the tells, they say, that like if you have hair and you go to, like people kind of psychotically break sometimes, one of the things they do is shave their heads.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Me too.
She was so pretty back. See? She still is very pretty.
Yeah. But she speaks really strangely, you know?
Yeah. I watched the Free Britney Spears people.
Mm-hmm.
But like a conservatorship, I should be in a conservatorship. I mean, I should. I think I am kind of. Like if you think about it, I don't really have access to my money. I got your birthday present. I had to call someone and get it. I said, yeah, I'll take that one. And he was like, great. Hang on. I go, oh, I don't do this. I go, I'm going to have another guy call you and take care of this. And he was like, you sure? I was like, yeah. He's like, who, your dad? And I was like, no, this is Leo. He does this. I was like, I wouldn't know where to start. Like, do I have to give you like an ID or something?
She hasn't legally for 13 years?
That's pro and con of conservatorship because I think I would enjoy one. So walk me through what the legalities of a conservatorship are.
Okay.
And then maybe that's not the... Is an appointment of a guardian.
Or a protector by a judge to manage the financial affairs and or daily life of another person due to old age or physical or mental limitations. A person under a conservatorship is a conservatee, a term that can refer to an adult. You could be a conservatee.
Conservatee?
Yeah. So you would have somebody manage everything for you.
Yeah, I do have someone manage everything. Yeah. I am kind of a ward of everyone else. I've been a ward my whole life.
Okay. Is a ward? Yeah. I mean,
do you think if I said I want to take out all my money, right? Like, remember when I got $10,000 in cash?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was like, is everything okay?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I couldn't just get it. They were like, hold on, let's call Leanne. And
I was like,
wait, am I a conservatee?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she definitely is one of the checks in line there to make sure.
Yeah, I don't think I'm allowed to do, I don't make any decisions.
You do make decisions, but everything gets like double checked, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, there's times too, like if I can't get a hold of you, I call Leanne.
I don't respond well to texts or
emails or calls,
phone calls. It gives me anxiety.
Yeah,
which I'm sure a conservatee. I bet I have a lot in common with. Put in famous conservatees.
It's just gonna be a bunch of old people, man.
Famous conservatives.
Okay, a notable conservatee is Britney Spears, of course. There are a variety of different, the most common which we'll be exploring in this blog. So in that blog there, I think.
Amanda Burns.
Bynes.
She was.
Okay, five other celebrities. Okay, there you go.
There we go.
Let's click that.
Okay, here we go. Amanda Bynes. She's doing good now, by the way. She had like a break.
She did?
Yeah. She had like, it was like pierces all over her face or something. Maybe.
What was she from again? She a
traveling of the sisterhood pants? Or something? No, maybe
all that. She was like a big Nickelodeon and Disney
okay, Nickelodeon star. That's what he watches when he gets home. Fucking Nickelodeon.
When I was a kid, yeah.
Now,
do you know how creepy it would be if you walked in and
he's watching Puppy Dog Pals.
Pulls his pants up. No, it's not what you think. There, she had like a break. Okay. She had a break, but I don't really know who she is.
Okay. All right, well, there's one. Scroll down. Let's see who the next one is.
Beach Boys, Brian Wilson. Okay.
Now, that was like...
By the way, I'm...
Booze, heavy drugs, right?
I am literally angling myself for a conservatorship. Like, I'm in line. I got to make $1 billion first. If I made $1 billion,
yeah,
guarantee you they'd be a conservatorship on me.
Yeah.
No one would let me touch that. They'd be like, hold on. There's a lot of people that are pulling paychecks off this. Let's pump your brakes, big boy.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Joni Mitchell had a conservator.
Oh, after a brain. But that makes sense. You could like, I don't know, how long till you get into a conservatorship, you think? 10 years?
I got to really up billion? We're going to make $1 billion. I have a lot of plans financially for us. This is why I'm going to get a conservatorship, is that I have big ideas that everyone goes, that's fucking ridiculous. Mickey Rooney had a conservatorship.
Casey Kasem?
Oh, there must be, because they were so... Oh, they had dementia Lewy bodies.
Oh.
Ooh.
Later discovered Kasem had dementia. That makes sense.
I could probably get dementia.
Yeah, so they said mentally incapable, physically.
Yeah, I could... I'm leading myself up. I just got to make enough money in the next... I'm gonna give it 10 years.
10 years is a window.
To make $1 billion.
Let's break that down. That's an average of $100 million a year.
Okay. Oof. Gonna be tough.
Yeah, gotta step
it up. I need some things to pop.
Yeah.
I mean, I really have a lot of big plans on Two Bear Sports Management.
No, that's gonna be huge.
Two Bear Sports Management's gonna be big, and I also want to do like I think if we dabble our toe into music, and we use both our strengths, and I'll tell you my angle. Okay. Because I'm a thinker.
Yeah.
So I'm on the treadmill today. And I'm thinking, how do Tom and I make $1 billion? I think of that so much. I think of that so much. You have no idea.
Really?
I think of that.
You're always thinking of that figure? Billion?
$1 billion. That's
so crazy.
I just want to be on the cover of Billionaires.
Uh-huh. And just being like one of those poses.
We should get those poses. I mean, I literally was like, I sent you the Mark Wahlberg montage video.
Yeah,
we need one of those.
That's a pretty...
Because Mark Wahlberg's, all we have to do is follow in Mark Wahlberg's footsteps.
Yeah.
Or The Rock, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you this, but I got a vineyard. We're going to have a wine.
You called me about this.
We're going to have a wine set up. We're going to do Two Bears, One Cave wine. We got to figure out what kind of wine. By the way, a bunch of vintners, that's what they call people who make wine. A bunch of vintner. I just found this out when I decided to buy.
They call vintners?
I might not be right on that.
Okay.
What is that girl's name?
Maybe we could probably...
She is a sommelier. I did her podcast. It was really fun. I ended up crying at the end, though.
Why'd you cry?
I just got caught off guard, and I was drunk. And next thing you know, I'm sobbing.
Sobbing?
Oh, sobbing.
About what, though?
Who knows? About this great wine that I had. Vietnamese iced coffee. Viggo Mortensen.
Vintner. What's it say?
A wine merchant.
Yeah.
We just got to figure out, what kind of wine would you like us to do?
I mean, the one that I like the most, I like Pinot Noirs.
I love Pinot Noirs.
Yeah.
Pinot Noirs,
and then, you know, if you have, yeah.
Okay.
If you're eating like a steak, something, then I like to go with a cab.
How do you feel about rosés?
I mean, not my favorite.
Okay. I think I can murder a bottle of rosé.
Guess what? I believe you.
I suck those down so fucking fast. A rosé is in bad shape if it's in my hands.
Yeah.
I never had a rosé in my life. And one day we're wine tasting at this beautiful place, Demetria Vineyards. See if that's it. Demetria
Where is that?
Vineyards in Solvang, just outside Solvang.
Oh, I know Solvang.
And dude, check out this place. This place is fucking awesome. I ended up getting subscribing to their wine, and I just get their rosés sent to me. Their rosé. The guy, I go in, they recognize me, and they're like, "What's up, Machine?" I was like, "What's up?" And they're like, "Oh shit, what do you want?" And I was like, "I don't know, tell me." And they're like, "Do you like rosés?"
That name, it really looks like it says dementia. I think it's hard to get it out of your head. Like, you have dementia.
Go to the fucking pictures. Look at their 2000 rosé.
Yeah.
Best. That's the one I had. And so 2016 rosé. Let's go to the pictures of their vineyard. The vineyard's beautiful. And they bring me out a rosé. And I said, I'd never had a rosé before. I enjoyed their rosé so much that I get subscriptions to it. So I get a case of it sent. And I just, every now and then, like on a Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Hey, let's open up a bottle of rosé. No one says no to it. Rosé is like a sneaky drink where you can green, it's like mimosas. No one says no to a mimosa. I mean, I'm sure like people say no. But yeah, okay, Pinot Noir. Let's do a Pinot Noir.
I love it. What are we going to call it? Oh, just two bears.
I don't know. Do we get sneaky with it? And now here's the thing. So Tom Brady has TB12, mm-hmm. right? That's his thing. And you're like, and I saw it one time and I was like, oh, what's that? Oh, is that like a new fitness thing? And then I was like, oh, it's Tom Brady 12.
Yeah.
So I was wondering,
yeah,
do we do 2B1C Pinot or do we up our brand?
I think so. I don't think you write two bears, one cave wine.
Two bears, one cave wine.
I think you do it like that, like a 2B1C, like a little more stylized.
A little stylized.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a big two with an uppercase B, but smaller, a big one and a C.
Yes.
I would look cool. Let me get this. Let's see if I can get our, let's see if I find this. Amanda's her name.
Okay.
Amanda.
Are we calling her?
Yeah, we're calling her right now. FaceTime her?
Sure. Super aggressive.
It's aggressive when it, like, on the show, because my face is so close to it. She's a great podcast. I forget the name of it. But she sent me, like, Amanda, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? I'm sitting here with.
Hello, I'm Tom.
Oh, hey.
How are you?
And you're on Two Bears, One Cave, okay?
All right.
So let's talk about the 2B1C Pinot Noir 2021 that we're coming out with.
Let's talk about it. What do you want to talk about?
What kind of a financial commitment do we need out of us? And how quick can we get to $1 billion in sales?
Ooh, $1 billion, unclear, but quickly, as far as like getting a Pinot Noir going that you guys can drink on the show and that other people could drink as well.
Okay. Give us like base order. Like, how much do we need to order? How much do we need to sell? And we can wrap our heads around sales.
I don't know. I'll have to, I have to talk with the Wine Access team.
Yeah.
They're the ones that organize all that stuff. But like, I don't know. I'd say like, depending on what you guys wanted, timeline could be like, you know, a few months away.
Well, I like that. I like
a few months.
Quicker the better for us.
Amanda.
You guys thirsty?
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Do you feel like a FaceTime call without a heads up is a really aggressive mood?
I mean, it was like slightly aggressive, but I was just doing a thing. And I'm sitting here like getting ready to go to the airport. And I was like, Bert Kreischer's FaceTiming me.
You're like, fucking crazy. Don't worry. You'll deal with me more often. So it'll be a little more normal. Okay.
She sent me some of the best. What were the two wines we had on your show? You got to do her show.
Love her show.
She sends you a box of wines.
Great.
Not a box of wines, but a case of wine. And then you drink two of them and just bullshit about wine and then end up crying at the end.
And then what was the great.
What aggressively crying? Am I underselling that at all, Amanda?
I mean, I wouldn't say underselling, but definitely you had a moment, like a couple of them in a row.
So
wait, Amanda, what prompted it? He doesn't even remember.
I do remember. I just don't want to talk about it.
Daddy issues, always daddy issues.
So, by the way, what were the two wines you gave me? One was fucking awesome. The other, they were both great, but one was expensive, I think, right?
Yeah, it was the 2010 Larkmead Solari. So it was like a vintage wine. It was Cabernet from Napa Valley. It's delicious. And then we had the other Portuguese wine, the Quinta de Naval.
Great. Awesome. Yeah, I want to try some.
So yeah, look, I'm gonna get you Tom's info. You guys can do a podcast, but more importantly, let's get our Pinot rolling.
Okay. Let's, okay. Please.
Pinot and Cab or just Pinot?
Oh, let's do both.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do both.
Is Cab, which do you make more money on, Pinot or Cab?
Probably Cab.
Yeah, Pinot in a cab then. Pinot in a cab.
Okay, okay.
Well, I don't know if you make more money, but you can charge more for a cab than you can for a Pinot.
There you go.
Yeah.
Amanda, please enjoy your trip wherever you're going.
Where are you
and
going?
We'll be in touch.
Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm taking my boyfriend to the airport.
All right, take it. Well,
Aspen.
Drive safely. Tell him to have fun in Aspen. He's probably going to do Aspen. Coke, just so you know, if he comes back a little jittery. But enjoy yourself. Tell him to have fun.
All right,
fun.
Amanda, I'm sending a three-way text to me, you, and Tom about our wines, okay? Thank you. All right. Bye.
What is it like to be you? So, you know, right now she's like, I don't know. This fucking guy, he just, I did a thing with him once. He just FaceTimed me.
I love a good FaceTime. You know, I FaceTimed the wrong person one time.
You did?
I FaceTimed the wrong number. I was trying to get a hold of Eliza, and I just FaceTimed the wrong number, and it was some guy just goes, hello, and I was like, is Eliza with you? He's like, who the fuck's Eliza? I go, I had the wrong number. He was like, all right, cool.
I answered a wrong number FaceTime, and the guy was like, hey, man. I was like, who the fuck are you? It was fun. It was fun. And then I blocked him. Yeah.
I blocked him. Yeah. I had a dude call me. The other day, I'm walking to this grocery store, and I get a phone number from, like, Georgia. And he goes, I go, hello. And he goes, oh, shit. And I was like, hello. And he goes, is this Bert? I said, it is. He goes, I can't believe you answered. And I go, that's how it works, man. I go, you call and I answer.
Yeah.
And he goes, I just got your number online. And I was like, cool. I go, what do you need? And he goes, I can't believe you're being cool to me. I was like, no, we're talking. We're on the phone. Like, what do you need?
What's up?
He goes, oh, I got so many questions.
Oh,
I got so many questions. You're an alcoholic, right? And I'm like, okay. Right. You just called me to insult me. I was like, whatever. And then he was like, who's the guy? Who's the guy who killed himself? I go, Brody Stevens. He goes, no, the white guy. I went,
yeah.
Okay. And then I go, I don't know, man. I'm walking into a store. I got to call you later. And he was like, all right, I'll talk to you later. And then I was like, and then he texted me. He goes, Robin Williams.
The white guy? That's the white guy. Okay.
Let's pick up that conversation with that kid.
You're going to call him?
Yeah, let's call him.
No.
Yeah, why not? Let's FaceTime.
No, let's not. Let's not. No, let's not.
Hold on. If
please.
I can find Robin.
No. Don't. I don't want to fucking meet this guy. He sounds terrible. This is like the equivalent of when you meet people after the show and you're like, hey, and then one person goes, hey, man, you got time for a quick story? And I'm like, and then they start the story, and like as my eyes glass over, they're like, it gets good.
It's amazing that people, like when you watch people who cannot tell a story and they don't know, like that you can tell that they didn't know they needed an end to it.
Oh my God.
Like, I'll tell you, if you're going to tell someone a story, and my wife should listen to this too. A story has a beginning, middle, and an end.
I do this to Christina all the time too. She'll start telling somebody a story and she'll be like, he tells it better. I'm like, I got it.
Leanne just loves to, she murders when she cock blocks a story. Like it kills.
Yeah.
Like whenever she just jumps in and goes like, actually, that's not what happened.
Then then she does well.
Yeah. And like,
but if she starts it.
If she starts it and I cock block her, it explodes. It just, I don't know where to go from here.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Like you add a lot to a story, though.
I make a story good. Give it a little razzle dazzle.
Yeah. I've told you a story, and then you've immediately told it back with shit that wasn't in the story.
I love doing that.
Yeah, I
know. When someone, I love when you get a good story, and then what happens is someone will tell me a story like my buddy John Manns has this great fucking story. But he doesn't know how to tell it. He just fucks it up. I wanted to do a podcast called Let Me Tell You Your Story. I did that with.
That is a good idea. If you didn't already have multiple podcasts, that's a good idea.
Well, I did it with Edit This Name Out. Ooh, my OCD is kicking.
What the fuck is that?
And so I did it with Edit the Name Out. I did it with right? Mm-hmm. So I have the audio. I should give you the audio. So he comes, he's getting ready to do a show, and he's going to tell a story, and he just was unsure of how to tell. And he's like, I told him on stage, but I need some help. I know you're good at storytelling. I said, all right, come on over. So we come over and to the man cave, I hit record and I said, tell me your story. And so he tells me the story and it's like 28 minutes long. And I go, tell me everything. Tell me every detail. Because there's certain details. Like, I get attached to certain details. And then I go, oh, that's a good detail. So then he gets done. And I go, all right, let me tell you your story. I'm going to tell it as if I'm you right now. And I told him his story back. And he is crying fucking laughing. And he's like, that's so good. That really happened. And I went, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I go, you just told me stuff I didn't need to. You didn't. You're attached to certain aspects because you believe that's important.
Right.
When you just do stand up for this long, you know this. You don't need to tell everyone everything.
Right.
You just need to tell them things that are important. And sometimes if you take out of an information or you pump up an information, it changes the aspect of the story. All of a sudden the story's, it was such, and I watched him tell the story on the thing and it was fucking awesome. And I was like, I wanted to high five him. Like, we murdered that story.
Yeah. Yeah.
My buddy, John Manns, got the best stories. He's traveled the world like fucking 7 times over. He lives everywhere. He's got the best stories, but he fucks them up. He has the greatest story. I ever tell you the story about the spitting cobra?
No.
He goes out, by the way, if John hears this, that's not how it happened at all. But he's a cameraman, right? He tours with me when we do those tours. He does all my footage.
Oh, so I've met him.
You've definitely met him.
He was he at the Rose Bowl show?
Yep.
Okay.
And he's with a couple other cameramen, and they are going to go videotape the 10 most deadly snakes, right? So they have 10 of the 10 most deadly snakes. And then what they're going to do is they have handlers. They take this Jeep out into the desert. They're going to let them go and get them in, like, almost like they walked up on them, right?
Yep.
So they...
Jesus Christ.
So one of them is a spitting cobra. Mm-hmm. That's one of the snakes they have.
Okay.
It's not on there right now, but that's one of the ones they have, is a spitting cobra. So they do, like, 8 snakes. So then they go, all right, we're going to get the spitting cobra out. So they put the spitting cobra, and they're like, listen, this is a spitting cobra. Everyone be careful. If it spits in your eyes, it will kill you. So everyone's got face shields on, and they're like, all right. So we're putting out the spitting cobra in the middle of the desert, like 4 hours away from anything, in the middle of the fucking desert in Africa. And they empty the bag, and the spitting cobra takes off over to the Jeep and climbs up inside the Jeep, their only Jeep, and it's up there. And they're like, did anyone get footage of that? And they're like, no. And they're like, fuck. They're like, all right, we got to get this spitting cobra out of the Jeep. And they're like, okay. They're like, does anyone want to look and see if they can see it? And everyone's like, fuck that. It's going to spit in our eyes. So they're like, okay. So what do we do? And they're like, I guess we wait to see if it comes out. And they're like, okay. So they sit in the desert from noon until 7 o'clock at night.
What?
Staring at a Jeep, and the cobra never comes out. And they're now it's dark. And they're like, are we just going to spend the night out in the fucking desert? And like, we have a 4-hour drive in. We still have fucking 9 of the most deadly snakes in a bag. And the guy's like, listen, man, I'm making the call. Everyone in the Jeep, we're driving home. John Mann said it was the most terrifying 4-hour drive of just bouncing in a Jeep through the desert. Anytime anything hit your leg, he's like, motherfucker! Like, just eyes closed the whole time so it doesn't spit in his face. They get to the camp, and it's so late. They just park the Jeep by other tents, and their tents are open air. And they're like, everyone go to sleep. He's like, the cobra's still in the fucking Jeep! He spent the night in bed, covers over his face. He's going, we just want to go home. We just want to go home. He fucks that story up so bad.
Did they ever find it?
No, they never found it. But he has such great stories because he's lived such an amazing life. Like one time, this made me laugh so hard. He grew up at 13,000 feet, right? Like that's where
where'd he grow up?
In Denver. By the way, if you do the fact check this story, I'm sure you'll find out. You probably can't live at 13,000 feet. Anyway. It was high altitude.
Okay.
So like he would go.
Like, where's
this
going?
It was 7,000 feet.
Okay.
But 13,000 feet, right?
Yeah.
Him and his dad. His dad used to. What's the highest you could live?
You could live at 19,500 feet for 2 years.
So his dad used to collect honey. And I was like, this seems like an odd thing. And Manz just goes, dangerous too. I said, what? And he goes, oh, I remember waking up one morning and there was a bear chasing my dad around our house trying to get his honey. And I said, really? And he goes, yeah. And then it got it. And my dad started chasing the bear. And I could not stop laughing because all I thought was Benny Hill music. Like the bear. You're looking out the window and you see a bear chasing a guy. And then the guy chasing the bear. He's such a fucking interesting guy, but he can't tell a story. And Leanne cannot tell a fucking story.
Does Leanne tell bad stories?
The problem is people get married to things that don't fucking matter.
In the story. Yeah, that's true.
She has this great story. She had a scar on her chest. It's a great story about how she got the scar. And it was this whole evening of, it's just such a great story of her moving to a new city in Tampa, in Atlanta, being the new kid at school on Halloween, going as like roller girl, but then she gets there and the principal was like, you can't wear roller skates at school. So now she just is a kid in her socks.
Yeah.
On Halloween, everyone's like, what the fuck are you? Yeah. She's brand new at the school, doesn't know anyone.
Yeah.
Gets invited to a slumber party. I'm skinnying this story up. Because it's really great. Gets invited to a slumber party. They decide they're going to go toilet paper a house in that night because it's Halloween. So these girls are like barely, and you know, Leanne's a little bit like, I'll show these motherfuckers. I'm the new kid.
Yeah.
I'm going to show them. I'm going to throw it over the fucking house. She goes, no, I'm going to run around the back of the house. Throw it from the back of the house over. They're going to see a piece of toilet paper come over, land at their feet. And they're like, who the fuck's that? And then I'm going to come around and be like, it's me. And they're like, I'll be the coolest kid ever. She goes around the back of the house, gets her toilet paper, goes to throw it, and hears, you motherfuckers, get out of this yard. And she's in the backyard like, fuck. And he goes, Pa, there's one in the back. And she goes, oh, God. She's like 10 years old. She goes, fuck. She starts sprinting. This guy's shooting a shotgun at her. She's still in her socks, her roller girl outfit. She's 10 years old going, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. Hits a fucking barbed wire fence in the chest. That's where she gets her scar. Hits the ground, and the guy's in his truck driving around looking for her. She's 10 years old. New kid at school. Fucking freaking out. Covered in mud. A four-hour journey through the woods. 4 hours. She gets back to the house, to this girl's house, and thinks, okay. Finally opens the door, and they're all having hot chocolate watching a movie, and they're like, hey, where have you been? And she was like, where have I been? She's bleeding, covered in mud. Socks have holes in them. She's like, fuck you assholes. Such a great story. She fucks it up when she tells it.
I don't think she tells it like that. That's
no,
for sure.
No, she doesn't. Because all of a sudden she goes, hold on, I was 13. And you're like, that doesn't fucking matter. I guarantee you if you called her right now, she'd go,
well,
I wasn't brand new. I was like, it's better if it's your first day. Let it be your first day. Does that matter? Are there kids that are going to hit you up on Facebook? Hey, man, you'd been there 2 weeks. Why'd you lie?
I love that it bothers you.
It bothers me so much. Entertain the people. Yeah. Don't get stuck on, like.
I know. I got to take a shit.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's take a break. I really don't like shitting away from home, but I do it, you know.
I love it.
But I love having, I have a, you
bidet.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard when
feeling
you
feeling that
back.
Clean. You know, you feel so clean.
Yeah. When you go back to just wiping.
I feel like an animal, man.
It's funny. We do reads for it, and they're like, and it when you read it, it doesn't sound, but then when you do it, you're like, yeah, what am I, just spreading shit all over my legs?
Yeah. It's so fucking gross, man. And that tushy. I mean, this sounds like, I'm not saying this as a, but it's like a fire hose.
Oh.
So you feel like, oh, I'm so, like, it's, you're so, you just pat dry. You're like, there's nothing there.
I let it break the seal sometimes, go in there, do a little work.
On the inside.
Excavating.
Yeah.
You know, loosen up for high tide.
Yeah.
And then fucking flash flood.
Yeah. Feels good.
I love shitting.
It's great. It's also like such... It is such a, I think now, like, as a dad and, you know, like, a career and all these things, you're like, it is really a time to, like, get away and unwind. Like, I love shitting at home when I go, like, I'm going upstairs and I'm going to take my time. I'm going to pull up something good to read or watch and really just sit there and enjoy it, especially if it's, like, a healthy glider, you know, just comes out.
I had a good one of those today.
You
where
did?
Where it kind of just. If I drink a lot of water,
yeah,
all of a sudden my shits are really nice.
Yeah.
But if I'm dehydrated, it's like I'm birthing a fucking nest of snakes, like little squirty ones.
Yeah.
I think about shitting a lot.
You still have a lot of explosive shits?
Not anymore.
No?
Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
I have a lot, like I will have midday, I have some like farts that shit goes out with them.
Yeah.
So I just go to the toilet to let those
fart.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've been shitting pretty regularly, like first thing when I get up and then in the middle of the afternoon. Georgia and Isla both shit after school. It's like the first thing they do when they get home from school is go take shits.
Really?
And I'm like, so wait, what were you doing at school? Were you just holding it in?
Ellis shits at 8:30 at night, like every night.
Yeah.
He comes in the room, he's like, I gotta poop. And I'm like, well, get started, man.
Like, is he having too many meals?
Like, no, it's like, that's his clock. And then he brings things to the toilet and sits down, like, hold it. What are you doing, man? He's like, I gotta go over these things. Like, he brings like toys. Yeah. And then he goes, I want to talk about things. And he starts like just asking me like the crazy, like, how do light bulbs work? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Light bulbs
work. I'm a comedian.
How do light bulbs work? You're like, what the fuck do I look like?
I'm like, you hit the switch and they go on. He's like, but how do they work? I'm like, I don't know. Factory fucking makes them. I don't know.
How do light bulbs work? Yeah. Who the fuck do you think I am?
Yeah. And then he like puts his ass in the air for you to wipe him. It's like he reaches down and like grabs his, like, it's like a yoga pose. It's like, this is a perfect way to get wiped. Yeah. That kid takes shits that look like a 300-pound man.
Really? Took
a shit. He stands up and there's logs in there like this. Oh. Huge log. I'm like, what are you eating, man? It's like a perfect, I guess it's just like a new digestive system.
I want to go back to when I didn't know how to hold my shit. Like, there was a time where your body, wonder what happens. Do you think like cavemen just shit their pants and just couldn't sleep in a bed because they fall out of it?
I think everybody would just like pop a squat anywhere and shit, you know?
It'd be cool if we could have like a child that you just let be wild. Like, just do, they should do that with one kid.
Just let him,
like, don't teach him anything. What is that? There's got to be one of those, right?
Yeah. It's where called the kid didn't totally neglect a child. Yeah.
Where like you never taught him how to live.
There you go.
A feral child.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want to see a feral child.
Raised in the wild.
Ooh. Oh. That's not real. That's got to be a make-believe picture.
Sure seems like
it's kind of hot. Oh, it's real. She's real. She's real.
Yeah.
That's 1991. Oksana Malaya. Beautiful and disturbing at the same time in images. She was just...
Her parents were alcoholics. One night, they left her outside. Looking for warmth, the three-year-old crawled into the farm kennel and curled up with the mongrel dogs, an act that probably saved her life. She ran on all fours, panted with her tongue out, bared her teeth, and barked. Because of her lack of human interaction, she only knew the words yes and no. She now lives in a clinic in Odessa working with the hospital's farm animals. Yeah, she got super fucked up by that for sure. There's another guy. Yeah, in India.
I guess you just turn into an animal. Like, well, you just, like, yeah. And you, dogs don't hold their shit. They just shit when they want to shit.
Sure. Here's another one. Girl with no name. Oh, my God. This is it's a real mood booster, man.
Yeah, this is a bummer.
Yeah, that's the difference between like a fun idea and the reality of it. Let's let a kid live outside.
It's kind of crazy that like, did you guys teach Ellis to shit in the toilet? Did you do it or did Push do it?
Yeah, everybody was like, you know, it was a group effort, I guess. We were all like, you know, placing him on it, and like Julian now will just walk up, sit on it, and he'll be like, I poop, and it doesn't do anything, you know. So yeah, it's a whole thing.
We have a video of Georgia's first shit in
who
the
am
toilet.
I lying though, like, she did it more, of course. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I actually unpotty.
I got called in. Hey, check him out.
Hey.
Way to go, here's a toy. All right.
We have video of Georgia's first shit. I'm gonna play it underway.
We have it ours too. Yeah.
Was he crying?
No.
Oh, Georgia was crying and then excited and scared and then crying, and then she changed the subject, and it was like watching a person, like watching a feral child go through all the emotions.
Yeah. Ellis was so proud. I got him on video, and he was like, I pooped because I'm a big boy, and like he did all this, like he was really excited about it. And I was like, and I was really into it. I was like, fuck yeah, man.
Really,
you're gonna take shits everywhere now.
Let's go shit at McDonald's. They got toilets there.
Yeah, he was so excited.
I could fuck up to McDonald's today.
Yeah,
I'm not supposed to eat.
What are you weighing? Oh yeah,
I weighed in backwards today.
Yeah, let's check it out. I love your system. The backwards way in.
If it's below 244, I'll be shocked.
Can I see for you?
Yeah. Okay. I weighed in this morning backwards.
Latest measurements?
Yep.
It is below 244.
Is it below 240?
No.
Oh. Is it 243?
No.
241.7. Ooh, we'll take it. How's my muscle compared to like what it normally is?
36.4% fat mass.
And is that up or down from where I've been?
Because
my clothes are fitting better.
Yeah, they are.
Look at this. I'm on the last belt buckle hole on this.
That's
one.
That's nice. That's good, man. I see your previous
here
stuff?
Let me see. I go to this. Okay, body fat is down.
There you go.
Yeah, nice. Body fat's down. Muscle mass is the same.
So you're losing weight.
No, muscle mass is up. It was at 60%, and now it's at 60%. BMI is the same. Body water fluctuates.
Why is your fucking flosser on the table?
I was picking out my teeth while you're taking a shit.
Jesus Christ.
I love it.
So the two people I'm closest to are just absolutely disgusting with this.
Oh, I'm a floss guy.
Yeah. Oh, I got it.
I floss.
I got it. I saw the, I saw the pictures. Ah, Jesus Christ.
I can't believe when, like, I was talking to Chris DiStefano and he was like, said something. He goes, yeah, I don't floss. And I went,
that's crazy.
I was like, well, you don't floss. He goes, I'm not like a flosser guy. And I was like, what do you do? Just brush them and shovel the shit between your teeth? He was like, kind of.
Yeah.
I love flossing. I remember one time I was flossing and I popped a crown off as I was flossing. I popped it off and I went, oh, fuck. And Isla goes, and that's why I don't floss. Fucking jackass.
You said that the gay bar?
Lance Bass is opening the world's biggest gay bar in Boys Town.
Where?
Boys Town's West Hollywood. I didn't know it was actually called Boys Town. It's actually called Boys Town. I thought that was like a slur. But he's opening
mega nightclub.
Mega.
Do you know how much money that's going to make for him?
Ugh, it's a fucking no-brainer.
All we should do is just open gay bars in neighborhoods like West
Hollywood. I don't think we can.
Why can't we open one?
Because we're not gay.
We can still open one.
No, because then we would put stuff in that gay people are like, we don't do that.
No,
like,
we
put dildos on all the seats. You guys don't like that. My question is, what makes it a gay bar? Is it the name?
Well,
because
do they know what it's going to be called? I said it has its own website up already, so there's got
to
be something.
Oh, go to the website. Let's check out Lance Bass's website. See, this is something big is coming. I would have spelled that with a U.
In the USA.
The biggest gay nightclub in the USA. We should see if Lance Bass wants us to do
It's going to be like a fucking casino.
It's going to be fucking insane. What happened was all the gay bars, not all the, but all the big gay bars, a lot of them closed.
Dude, we went one time. Do you remember?
That was so much fucking fun.
We went to a gay nightclub with our gay trainer.
Yeah.
And when was that?
That's got to be fucking
2009.
It's got to be. That's a long time ago. And we went. We went to.
He was Australian.
He was Chris Ty Walker.
I don't think he wants that out there.
Sure, he does.
He does?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I had him on my podcast one time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Chris Ty Walker. He's a great trainer. He still is a great trainer.
Yeah. He was great.
We went to Barry's boot camp. He was our trainer.
Yep.
He's gorgeous.
And
we were like, you're such a stud.
And he was like, I'm fat and I'm slow right now. And we were like, oh, I guess we have body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
He was like totally yoked. And he was like, I need to get on my shit. And we're like, what about us?
At the end of the night, we were wasted. And he was like, you guys want to get pizza? And we looked at each other like, well, if our trainer wants to get pizza.
We'll get pizza, yeah.
He's like, one pizza isn't bad. And we're like, okay, can I get three?
Yeah. You mean one pizza for each of us?
We had so much fun that night.
Yeah, it was fun.
It seems like a different lifetime.
It was so long ago.
We did the class and then he was like, what did he say? He's like, so what, you guys are friends? And we're like, yeah. He was like, you guys want to go out with us? And we were like, yeah.
Yeah.
And so we went to the Abbey.
Which is like the famous.
The famous. Yeah. See if the Abbey's still open. And it was so great.
I remember though that I was holding on to you.
Best gay bars in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
the Abbey's fucking awesome.
And then we went to. I love it. There was a drag dancers.
Let's put a pause in this.
Yeah.
Did anyone see how accurately and quickly Nadav pulled that up?
Yeah, it was really fast.
He typed in the Abbey WeHo.
Yeah.
Like super specific.
Yeah.
And it showed up right away, and he's like, click, click. Now he's already on their site.
Yeah.
If we ask him anything else, he can't find it.
Yeah.
But the I think we just found out something about Nadav.
Yeah, that he is connected to the scene.
Okay, let's go. The Abbey WeHo.
Have you been there?
No.
Is Nadav gay?
I don't know.
I am not.
He's not.
Prove it. Suck my dick and tell me you don't like it. I hate it. I want to see the look on your face when my dick goes in your mouth, and I'll tell you if you're gay or not.
This feels like a good gay sight, like with the smoke and the drink pouring. Yeah,
and if they could just come up and just abs would show up behind there.
That's what it's missing. There was one when I lived in Silver Lake. Remember, I lived in on Hyperion, like down.
Yeah.
So there was a big gay bar there, and they had like, God, what was it called? Like Finger My Ass Tuesdays or something. And like there was a large port. Like Christina went and met somebody there for a mid afternoon drink. She goes over the bar. There's a huge mural of a guy's spread butt cheeks and his asshole on the bar.
See, that's the kind of gay bar I would open.
That's what exactly.
Like, I'm not giving Lance Bass notes, but if he wants to take him, he can.
Okay.
But like, what is he going to do to make his bar feel gay?
You don't think he's considered this?
No, like, no, yeah, I'm kind of curious though. Like, what would you do? Like, just make things shinier or cleaner or like.
Yeah, I mean, style-wise, they're going to go, they're going to have a...
But, like, what wouldn't straight people like that also?
Yeah, I think that, like, it's probably going to be more slick, you know? Like, sleek, sexy. Like, the lighting. Like, you're like lots of glass, mirrors.
But I think I would like a gay bar also. Like, oh, I love the Abbey. I thought the Abbey was cool as fuck.
Yeah.
And so, but I got, what does he do? What do you do when you're opening a gay bar? Like, I get it. If you open, like, I don't think you can open a straight bar.
Yeah.
I think that's... You're not allowed to do that. But if you were going to open a straight bar, you don't just put flags outside.
I got to remember the name. I don't remember the name of the one that was by the Silver Lake House. I got to remember this, and I don't remember. She told me. Hey, so we're doing the podcast. What was the name of the gay bar on Hyperion?
Oh, my MJ's.
MJ's. And then MJ's. What was their special night? It was like Fuck Me on Tuesday or something?
Yeah, hold on. Fuck, it was, it's like fucking every fucking Tuesday.
Yeah, but there was like a theme, right? And didn't you say there was a picture of a guy's asshole over the bar?
Yeah, it was like Fisting Tuesdays, and it was a guy with his asshole spread
it
open.
It really was. I thought you were joking.
No, man. No. Because you went and met somebody there one time for a drink.
I did. I met a gay guy there, yeah. We were just chatting about some job we had.
Yeah.
Wait, it was called...
Look at these guys.
Said every fucking Tuesday. Remember?
Yeah,
male menu.
Yeah,
hello.
It has to be a T word.
Yeah, I know. It was like tickle.
It's like fisting.
Fisting Fridays?
No, it was Tuesday.
It was Tuesday.
It was literally that crazy. And it wasn't in a predominantly gay area. It was just this one hyper gay place. Like you'd walk,
but to be fair,
17 iconic right gay there. Places in LA.
To be fair, the gym on the street that I went to was hyper gay also.
Yeah. All gyms are.
Oh yeah, no, this was different. All right, I gotta run. Thank you. Okay. All right,
I'm gonna remember it in a second. I'll text it.
Okay, all right, okay,
bye.
What are the iconic oil gym. Can Harry's? I love gay
that's
bar
a good
names.
Name. That's a good name.
Gay bar names are the best.
If you got to town and you're gay and someone's like, oh, are you going out tonight? And you're like, where should I go? And they go, I'll meet you at Oil Can Harry's. You know you're getting fucked that night. Like, for sure.
Meet you up at the soft pretzel. And you're like, what's that?
Casita del Campo.
Akbar's gay?
I don't know. Akbar is on the east side. I don't know.
I've been at Eagle LA.
That could go either way. I like when it's really...
Like the spike.
Blatant, you know? Revolver.
The strap on.
Rage, that's super gay.
Rage.
Yeah. That's when you know.
Blame your daddy's
fault line. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Fissures.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
The Abbey.
Yeah. The Abbey we knew.
Silver Platter.
You're getting fucked there.
Jalisco Bar.
Jalisco.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. The new Jalisco bar.
Union. What's he going to name it?
Yeah, I don't know. Roosterfish. Yeah.
Roosterfish.
That feels
Club
like...
Ripples just sounds gay. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Club Ripples.
Yeah.
Jumbo's Clown Room's gay?
It wasn't. It used to just always be like chaos.
Yeah.
For Jumbo's Clown Room was one of the first places that I went when they were like, you know, when you move to a city like LA, and you're like, well, this is one of the biggest cities. You know, this is like one of the world's great cities. It's got to be like some shit. Somebody's like, you want to go to Jumbo's Clown Room? And I was like, what's that? And they're like, you see some like fucked up strippers? And I was like, oh, that feels like big city stuff. You know, it was, and you go and it was like, people would joke and say it's a stripper that you wouldn't want to see at a strip, but then it would be a show. It would be like a cool stripper, actually.
I've only gone once and I don't really remember it.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Burlesque club, but there would be, you know,
I thought they were naked.
Yeah.
That remember when that was a thing, burlesque dancing.
Yeah.
And you'd like,
I just find it frustrating.
Yeah. You know? I'm like, take them off.
Yeah.
Fucking rub your ass on my cock.
Yeah.
Like a fucking stripper.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't want to see your fucking dance.
I'll tell you what. There are like
taunting and teasing. No, spread your legs.
I'll tell you what. You want to go see fucking great dancing? Go to a black strip club.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
What's the one in
Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Stars?
Fuck. It's in Atlanta, and we went for a bachelor party, and we all ate ecstasy.
Black.
And yeah, urban strip clubs. It's a black strip club.
Go to the that result.
Man, you see
Magic City.
Magic City.
Yeah,
you see legit dancing.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
those women have chops. Like you go to like a,
and also you have to arrive with game like that, otherwise. You know, you got to impress.
Yeah.
It's totally like, it's other level. There's one, is Stars the one here?
I don't know.
Is it Stars Los Angeles Strip Club? I swear that's the one.
Dude, we went for a bachelor party and it was a fucking blast. And you watch, I mean, I remember girls just, you'd watch a chick climb to the top of the pole and you're like, what is she doing? Climb to the top of the pole, flip upside down, and then
It's a talent.
And then you go to like one where it's just like white chicks from Russia, and you're like,
it's not a show.
Yeah, you'd think that
because they're like, I'm naturally hot.
Yeah, you're like, you'd think growing up in fucking Eastern Bloc,
yeah, they're
communist
not,
Russia,
they're not working for it.
Yeah, I would love to see like, I wonder if like Mary Lou Retton could just fuck up a stripper pole.
It's a good thing to put out there.
Some gymnasts out there.
Yeah.
Just fucking, how impressive do you think Mary Lou Retton would be? And by the way, I'm sure she's Christian.
And isn't she, what is she, like fucking 55 now or something?
I'd still pay for it.
Really?
Would you pay to see Mary Lou Retton? How great would it be to get a lap dance from Mary Lou Retton? And
I think I'm going to let you keep this fantasy.
I love Mary Lou Retton.
Maria Sharapova.
Ooh.
But she would have that snarky Russian attitude, and that makes my dick hard. So,
who's the best?
Yeah, I'd sign up for that.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And like her disdain.
She is intense, too.
Oh, yeah. Her disapproval, I'd be like, I'm going to come now. Yeah.
Oh, I guarantee you, if you premature ejaculate, she berates you.
Oh, and then I'd be like, oh, here comes the second load.
Maria Sharapova. She plays in like celebrity tennis matches now, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, she's not an active pro anymore.
She was she, I mean, I don't mean this disrespectfully, but she was like never like top 10, right?
I don't know. I don't know her highest ranking is. I don't know. I remember that, she played a full match at the U.S. Open last year.
Shut up.
Yeah, I don't think that was for fun.
No, 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago she just played.
No, that's U.S. Open 2006.
So wait, type in.
And that other one is also uploaded, mate. May 3rd. That doesn't mean that she played.
Let's go hottest female tennis players.
Let's go.
What's the hottest?
Also, let's find out. What was the highest Sharapova was ever ranked? Like highest ranking Maria Sharapova.
God.
Yeah. It's got to be. Let's see.
Yeah, she's only 36.
She was number one.
No, she's not 36.
She was number one.
She was number one?
Yeah.
August 2005.
She won
the Australian Open
in 2008.
Okay. Yeah. Well, who am I thinking of? Anna. I'm not thinking of Sharapova. I'm thinking of someone else. There was another.
Kournikova?
Anna Kournikova. Anna Kournikova is the one that was like a smoke show, but wasn't a great tennis player, right?
I don't know.
She is gorgeous.
Oh, and she was with Enrique.
Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah.
Enrique Iglesias is gorgeous.
What was her highest ranking? He's a good-looking guy.
He is a good-looking guy. Is he a good singer?
He's pretty popular.
Highest she was ranking, number one.
Number one.
She was she a big won, doubles,
oh, doubles
player.
Okay, 99-02.
Jesus Christ. So she was good. Who yeah. was the one that sucked?
I don't know.
Enrique Iglesias is gorgeous. Did he ever write any songs or sing any songs? Or do we just know him from his dad?
No. He had huge...
Right? I don't know. What did he sing?
He had huge songs, yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Like English
he probably had
songs?
He had one of the biggest songs at one point. He had a,
what? And dude, I've never heard of it?
You probably did.
I love not hearing of things.
Famous American songs.
Bailando.
Yeah.
Bailamos. That sounds like a ripoff of
the rhythm divine. La, you remember that song? Yes, you do.
Do you know?
You remember.
I like it like that.
Yes.
I like it like that. Is that one? Is that the song?
I don't think that's
I like it like that. I kind of like it. I like it like that. A little hotter. I like it like... It's all food. Flip it over one time. Okay. I like it like that.
Okay.
Lo por ti. Lo por ti.
No, it's not. It's lloro.
Lloro por ti.
Yeah.
Give me one of his... Okay. Yeah, there we go. Look, he's already about to dance.
Yeah, he's about to
10 dance. Favorite songs Enrique Iglesias has ever sung. Number one, Be With You.
Oh, yeah. That was huge, man.
Be With You.
If we could play them right now, you would recognize all these.
Play one so I can hear it. So I go, oh, that's Enrique Iglesias?
Yeah, get your... Yeah, you'll definitely recognize it, man.
29 million songs on Bailamos.
Songs?
So views. Oh, I love this ad. Doesn't Ben Askren, if you say it quick enough, sound like a medication?
Yeah.
Ben Askren.
Yeah.
Have you been on Ben Askren? Ask your doctor about Ben Askren.
Ben Askren. Ben Askren.
Ben Askren.
Yeah, it does. You know it?
Bailamos. Tonight we're going to dance. I like to ride horses also. I've never heard this song.
Really?
Let's see. What does he say?
You remember this. Really?
I've never heard this song.
For real?
Do you think I would... Where would I stumble on this song?
It was like... His songs were all pop hits. The English-speaking ones are
get
all...
Get to the part.
Okay. This is the hook coming.
Oh, I've heard this. For the rhythm, Big Beethoven, Bailamos.
Okay.
At the rhythm, at the bottom,
Bailamos. There you go.
That's good, man.
He's got like 10 like this, English-speaking hits, yeah.
That's it. Oh, yeah, that is English. I was like...
Well, it's, you know, it's I guess it's crossover. Whatever.
I wonder if they've got the same thing in Spanish-speaking. Like, if there's a...
An English-speaking person who does a Spanish version?
You know, yeah. Just, maybe I'll be a hit.
And they just, like, totally butcher it.
Yeah. And then I do all the things in Spanish, uh-huh. where I sing all the lyrics, but the chorus is in, and we dance!
That's a good idea.
Donde está cocina? En la cocina. Me prestas tu pluma. Yo tengo solamente un lápiz.
That's good.
And we dance!
What do you think of, by the way, because I saw this the other day, and it's, you know, it's a few weeks old now, but still, it was just interesting. Do you think that Chet Hanks deserved all the backlash for his white boy summer comments?
I'm going to take an unpopular stance here.
Okay.
And defend Chet Hanks.
Okay, let's hear it.
Now, have you enjoyed...
Maybe we should, for the people who don't know, just play them the clip?
Yeah.
Because it's set up?
Yeah,
you wanna, just to like refresh?
Oh, I've seen it 100 times.
Well, I believe you, but I'm saying there's people listening who are like, I don't know what you're talking about, so let's, you know, let's... Is there a copyright problem?
Yeah, we'll figure it out after the fact.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see.
Hey, guys. Look, I just wanted to tap in really quick. I just got this feeling, man.
There's music
this summer is... it's about to be a white boy summer. You know, take it how you want. I'm not talking about like Trump, you know, NASCAR type white. I'm talking about, you know, me. John B., Jack Harlow type white boy summer. You know what I mean? Let me know if you guys can vibe with that. And,
okay. All right. Get ready. Pause. Yeah. Thanks. So, since we're not going to play that at all, to refresh people who don't know, I mean, you can look it up if you want to, but Chet Hanks is sitting in a car and he says, I think we're about to have a white boy summer. Take it how you want. But he goes, I'm not talking about like Trump, like MAGA pickup trucks. He says, I'm talking about like me, somebody else, Jack Harlow. It's going to be like a white boy summer. So I, and then the internet exploded on this guy who he seems to get like himself into these things.
You mean when he was talking in patois?
Yeah. That was a big one. White boy summer. Did he release his own?
Okay. Yeah. Well, hold on. What you don't know is he had already made the merch.
Oh.
When he is doing this video, he's like, dude, this is going to be insane.
I got
merch coming. You know, he's sitting on a song.
Yeah.
So this. So I hope you're ready for this because this is how we're going to be billionaires. Okay.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to be billionaires.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to defend Chet Hanks first.
Okay.
And I know no one on the internet wants to hear any defense of Chet Hanks, but I can do it very simply.
Okay. Tell me.
Do you enjoy the movies Tom Hanks has made?
Yes.
Do you enjoy them enough to maybe understand that Chet Hanks is how the sausage is made? You don't get to make all those great movies and not fuck up at least one of your kids. Okay?
Yeah.
Did you like Castaway?
Yeah.
He had to lose a lot of weight for that.
Sure.
He had to be on an island for like fucking 3 months.
Yeah.
Chet Hanks was probably playing Little League Baseball at that time.
Where's
wondering
dad?
Where his dad is.
Yeah.
And his dad was doing that for us.
Right.
His dad was doing that for us so we could enjoy a night out with our girlfriends, watching a movie, maybe finger fucking in the back of a Jetta.
Yep.
Tom Hanks did that for us. And now we have to understand that that's the tax we paid for all that enjoyment is Chet Hanks.
That's true.
So if you enjoyed the movies of Tom Hanks, then give Chet Hanks a pass and say, you know what?
I love your dad this
time. I love your dad so much. I'm willing to just giggle at White Boy Summer and not light you up. Now, if you do not like the movies of Tom Hanks, if you are like got lost on Joe versus the Volcano and you're like, I could never forgive him of that, then you can light up Chet Hanks. But if you like the movies that Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have made, and there have been some fucking bangers, pull up Tom Hanks's movies. Tom Hanks is just a regular dude. You know, the people put a lot of shit on this guy. He's a regular dude who had a dream about being a movie star. And he has made amazing, amazing fucking movies. Sully, he did all the movies from that guy wrote the book about? The guy wrote the books?
Da Vinci Code?
Yeah, he did Inferno, the Da Vinci Code.
Dan Brown.
He did the book. You ever see the movie where he is the gangster who kills people and him and his son? What's that movie?
Who? Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks was in the movie.
Road to Perdition.
Such a great movie.
Yeah.
It's such a great movie.
That's with, it's one of his last movies, right? Paul Newman.
Yeah. It's so good that I could ignore Chet Hanks going, boom, baklad, booyaka, booyaka, me, Chet Hanks. Hey, welcome to White Boy Summer.
You got that down pretty good,
by the way. Boom, baka, boom, baka.
Yeah, there you go.
He's that good of an actor that we have to forgive Chet Hanks.
I'm with you on that. By the way, Christina just remembered, and she's right. It's Rim Job Tuesdays is what it was at MJ's.
I'll take a margarita. Salt? Oh, yeah.
And they had signs in the bathroom telling guys not to fuck in the stalls.
I bet that stops people.
Yeah.
You're like, it says not to. So that's my point.
That's a pretty good defense.
Is that that's how you make the sausage. Is that you're going to look, he got one great kid. Colin Hanks is a great fucking kid.
Yeah.
Got his head screwed on straight.
Yeah. Good actor too.
Good actor.
Yeah.
Great producer. Yeah. I liked his documentary about fucking Tower Records.
Yeah.
He seems like an all around amazing kid. You're not going to hit it out of the park with all your kids.
Do you feel like you feel like the same thing's going to happen to you and me? You're going to have one good one?
Yeah. I got one good one and then I got a DJ. I got someone who's going to want to do, Dad, I got an idea. Can you get your drone and film me doing DJ stuff on top of a mountain? And
yeah.
I'll be like, okay, Isla.
All right. I love you.
Georgia, can you work the drone, please? And she's like, Dad, I've got work. And you're like, you have a job? Yeah. You get a Chet Hanks. And you just got to forgive him. Now, look, I think White Boy Summer was a maybe not the best idea.
Yeah.
That's why he didn't have a bestie to workshop. You'd think he'd run stuff by Colin. Colin's got his head screwed
on
straight.
Yeah, hey, Colin, you think it's good to have a white boy summer? And
yeah.
Colin's like, nah, that's not going to be received well. Current climate.
And you know he has all that merch.
Oh, yeah. Merch. And you know that he was not like, let's pre-order and see what comes in. He's probably like, yeah, 10,000 units.
He has got a fucking shipping container full of boy summer merch.
I need you to write a check.
Where we make $1 million.
Okay.
We write a song.
Called?
White Boy Summer.
To help him?
No. No, no, no. We pivot.
Okay.
And it's all about what would a woke white boy do this summer?
Oh.
A lot of listening.
A lot of volunteering.
A lot of volunteer work.
Marching.
A lot of being an ally.
Yep.
And we just talk about our white boy summer. And we become allies in it, and then that'll be a fucking smash hit. He should have thought of this first.
Yeah.
He needs us as friends.
He definitely does.
He definitely needs us as friends. Honestly, if Chet Hanks was like, this is my thing. Chet, I told you I'm a fan. All you got to do, I'll get your numbers, hit us up. I'm sure your dad can get our numbers very quickly. Remember, we're not also never going to not be on the side of Tom Hanks. That's his kid. How much would you pay for the fucking audio recording of Tom Hanks calling Chet going, the fuck did you just...
What's this, bud? What's going on?
What the fuck is White Boy Summer, Chet? And he's like, Dad, I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, but I just paid a bill to this merch company.
If Chet
for $100,000...
What is sweatshirts?
Sweatshirts, hats, and t-shirts.
Socks?
It looks like Nazi memorabilia.
It's not good font. It's such bad font for a white boy.
It's aggressive.
You can't
he's
write
like,
white boys.
He's like,
font.
I've done prison movies. This is a fucking prison.
What the fuck? Do you see the font?
Yeah.
It's like neo-Nazi font.
Oh,
I bet when you type.
Wait, can you go to
that is just not good.
Can
fun.
You go to the store for it? Like, can you actually place the order?
Oh, we are definitely buying.
Yeah, I'll buy us the merch.
Well, like show us the store.
Oh,
show
please.
To the, find the store.
Yeah, here's our pitch, Chet. We're going to get, your dad's going to get our numbers. Every time you have an idea, you just got to run it by us. And we'll say, good idea, bad idea. Just all we'll reply is with emojis. Thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe it's, yeah, there we go.
I wonder if he follows me on Twitter.
You think he might?
I don't know. I'm fucking praying he does.
He's
I like Tom Hanks that much.
That what? That you would defend Chet?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Tom Hanks is the greatest.
Yeah, he's great. He is great.
You know, it's like you realize we're away from our kids a lot. We're going to have fucked up kids.
Yeah.
I already have one.
You think she's fucked up though? What?
I don't know, but I'm not. I can't imagine. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying. You know, Tom Hanks has to defend his kid. Fucking. I would love to see a mashup. White Boy Summer. I wonder if I wonder if it's interesting that all the ads for White Boy Summer are the royal family. That's a White Boy Summer.
There you go.
Chet Hanks with an X. All right, here we go.
So how much are these? Let's
so we see. Got $75?
$75 for the hoodie, $25 for the t-shirt. That looks like prison fucking letters. That just looks like you got there and you're like, guys, I need to be protected. And they're like, we're going to tat White Boy Summer on you in these letters.
Oh, there's some guy entering prison right now and they're yelling, White Boy Summer.
White Boy Summer, man.
Tank top. Leggings?
Women's leggings?
Hey, buy one of everything.
Maybe hold on for a second before you place the order.
Where can you wear this? Like, you can't wear it to, like, the Santa Monica Pier.
I mean, because it...
Without getting stomped.
It feels... What's the other collection underneath it?
BQS collection?
What's that? It feels like...
Black Queen Summer.
He threw that shit up after. He's like, Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a big pivot. That's a big pivot. Stop hate, same letters. Black Queen.
It seems like he's delivering two messages here. Definitely get Black Queen Summer merch. Mm,
yeah. Holy shit. Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of Black Queens that are going to be buying those.
I tell you, man, check. All you need are besties.
So are we getting into, outside of our Two Bear sports management, we're going to get into like music and talent management?
I guess.
Okay.
We're just, it's a big umbrella. We've got a vineyard now.
Yeah. We have a vineyard? Or yeah. You mean we have a wine we're coming out with?
We're selling it. It's let me tell the story.
Okay.
Okay. Leanne. Yeah, we have a vineyard. We got to do fucking photo ops in a vineyard.
That's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be great. We just go, we'll take the chicks up. Go up to some vineyard, yeah. Take a bunch of pictures of us picking grapes. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Drinking.
Having, and then white boy summer.
White boy summer on it.
I can I tell you the pureness in his innocence.
Yeah.
Is so engaging. Like you, I really just look at that kid and I go, I don't think there's any hate in his heart.
Yeah.
I just don't think he thinks things through beginning to end.
Yeah.
And just goes like, this is going to be a white boy summer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In his car. And he's like, white. And by the way, he doesn't drive an expensive car. You see the interior of it?
No.
No, it's like a regular car. So he's, you know, he's not like milking his dad for money.
Well, hold on. He could be in a friend's car. It could be one of six cars. That doesn't mean he doesn't have a fucking crazy car.
Just take a look at the interior. I think it's like a Scion.
Okay.
And yeah. Oh, let's see some of his videos. He has a lot of white boy summers.
He's got some wild ink, dude.
Go to. He does have some wild ink. Oh, let's see his workout video.
Oh, wow.
He's a good looking kid.
He is, yeah. All right, I'm doing day 54. All praise to the
105s.
105s. Yeah, that's like a.
I love everyone's just going, when does white boy summer start?
Yeah.
By the way, for incline, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's.
He's in great shape. He looks like he could be related to one of the Pauls, Logan or Jared.
Oh, right. Jerry?
Or what? Jared. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. I think it's Jared.
Jake.
My bad. That's it. Kid's fucking strong.
Yeah. I feel like his fucking shoulder's about to rip out.
He's a gold gem.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
It's interesting. I'm always shocked that people decide to wear like golf hats.
Really?
Yeah, I don't wear a lot of golf hats, like Nike or Callaway, but I golf.
You do golf.
He's in good shape.
Yes.
Keep go up. I want to see his white boy summer pitch.
I want to see, no, the other way. All the way. To the top. There we go. So Black Queen one. Let's hit that.
Yeah, 196,000 views.
Shoot. Yeah, man. Got the Black Queen shirts. And what I really want to see is I want to see some white boys and some Black Queens wearing each other's shirts. But I think I like this one even better, man. I don't know about you, but I'm just going to keep rocking this one.
Okay.
Tag me.
Yeah, that's... Yo, bro, that's a six shooter. That's totally like... I'm definitely not in trouble anymore, Black Queen, right? Kind of post.
By the way, secret time, I think he just got beat up by a black chick.
Really?
Yeah. Like, this morning. I don't know. It just came out on TMZ. I was watching it when you were taking a shit, mm-hmm. and he was bleeding from the face, and he said she tried to stab him.
Stab him?
By his girlfriend.
What?
His ex. Well, I guess their exes. It was 47 minutes ago.
What?
He's 30?
He was granted protective order just days after he accused her of attacking him with a knife in a bloody video. What the
fuck,
man?
Chet Hanks lives in Texas? By the way, she's gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah, I saw her in it. She's gorgeous, and you got to fuck in.
So that looks like the order dated January 14th was issued just days after Hanks claimed he was attacked. Oh, so he was attacked a while ago.
Okay.
I think maybe the video just came out, right? Yeah.
Is the video fucked up.
Is it linked?
Yeah, yeah, it's on TMZ. Go to TMZ. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That's pretty serious.
It's pretty serious.
And she looks like she's about like in the middle of swinging right there.
Yeah, I think she hit him with a pan.
Fuck. Was it because of the merch idea? Oh, man. And is this it here?
Yeah, watch the video.
Okay. There's an ad coming.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Free Britney.
Oof. Okay. This is just
Khalid's letting his hair grow out.
That's fantastic. Good to know. All right.
This will end in 4, 3, 2, 1.
Boom, boom, boom. Okay.
Boom, boom, boom.
Threatening me with a knife?
Shit.
You're threatening me with a knife?
Oh.
She fucking smacked him.
There's a pan. That's a pan sound for
this
sure.
Just attacked me with a knife.
No, I didn't. Did I attack you with a knife?
This bitch just attacked me with a knife.
Did I attack you with a knife? No, no, not at all. You pushed
Wait,
me.
Wait, what? Whose house is this?
Wow.
You pushed me.
Now you're trying to flip the story.
Hold on.
Wow.
There's a lot of people.
There's a lot
of
people.
Wow. When I'm done with you. She just attacked me with a knife.
You better get out of my face.
She just attacked me with a knife. There's the proof. She's mad because I caught her stealing. Stealing my money. Taking my credit cards and charging her rent to them. Other shit like that.
This breaks my heart. He needs friends.
Oh, man.
He needs friends. That's all he needs. Is man, that bums me out so much. That you're in a situation where you... Oh, that just bums me out. But yeah. It bums me out for a human. I know most people find that absolutely hilarious because it's Chet Hanks and yeah. It's like an easy shot.
Yeah.
But it just bums me out that anyone would ever be in a situation where maybe people will be taking advantage of you because you're Tom Hanks' son.
Right, right. Will you wear White Boy Summer gear?
I don't think I will.
What about Black Queen Summer?
Yeah.
I
wear Black Queen Summer. just to be checking out at Gelson's and just watch the cashier look at you and look at your face and go, huh? And be like,
you're like, you're my queen. Yeah. And you just walk
Black
out.
Queen Summer.
Okay.
Black Queen Summer.
All right. Let's wrap up.
Let's wrap up.
Okay. All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Love you.
Same
thank
episode.
You so much.
You seem to believe the same episode?
No. Thank you so much for that. It's so
Don't
exciting.
Don't mention it. It'll be waiting for you in Texas.
Can't wait. Thanks, buddy.
Love you.
Love you.
Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.